Researchers found more than 70% of salt that flowed into Lake Michigan came from five large rivers out of 300 tributaries. The study's lead author and UW-Madison limnologist, Hillary Dugan, says chloride levels have been rising over the last 200 years. But she says overall concentrations are still pretty low.
It's good to know that, you know, what we're seeing is not catastrophic by any means, but we should be aware that it is increasing, and it could have some repercussions that we're not fully aware of yet.
Dugan says road salt is by far the biggest contributor to salt pollution. State transportation officials reduced salt use on state highways to its lowest level in decades last year, saving the state millions of dollars without compromising safety. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.